This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This was an interesting article Tom, my producer, gave me. Remember the sheep, Dolly, right? The Dolly the sheep that was cloned? I guess it's been about 20 years now. July 5th, 1996 was when the world's most famous sheep was born. She was brought into existence by a technique called somatic cell nuclear transfer, and she became the first mammal to be successfully cloned from an adult cell. She was named Dolly, and as you guys remember, this was after Dolly Parton. And I guess she was named after Dolly Parton. This, I don't ask. Scientists are kind of, you know, dorks sometimes, you know, but they can make a funny every now and then. But she was named so because she originated from a cloned mammary cell. And I guess scientists like those, you know, poor Dolly Parton. She's such a gifted singer and actress, and all everybody thinks about is her boobs, but, you know. So anyway, Dolly the sheep began her life in a test tube, was transferred as an embryo into a surrogate sheep mom, and was born at the Roslin Institute in Scotland. So everybody was like, wow, you know, we were able to make an extra sheep. So Dr. Lee Silver, back in 1997, it's unbelievable. It basically means there are no limits. It means all of science fiction is true. They say it can never be done. And now here it is, and done before the year 2000. Okay, now. Apparently, there's been a lot of attempts. They say of 277 attempts at cloning, Dolly came from the only embryo that was actually carried to term. But she did have to be put down at the age of 6 because of having a progressive lung disease. So she could have lived till about 11, but they had to put her down at 6 years old. Her body is actually on display at the National Museum in Scotland. They say, where are we now 20 years later after Dolly broke into the cloning scene? This is a great article, so that's why I'm reading it. Now, back in 1998, there were mice clones. I remember this. They say, tests show that Dolly's DNA matched that of an adult EUE, that supplied her DNA, not EUYU. Some researchers had doubts that this somatic cell transfer meant she was really a clone. So, what they did is in 1998, they used clones of mice, and they treated them using the same technique. This was Dr. Ryuzo Yanagimachi and his postdoctoral student, Dr. Teruhu Wakayama of the University of Hawaii. So they created 50 mouse clones. 22 that were clones created from adult mammal cells. 7, however, were clones of clones. This is where I think the Clone Wars, Star Wars, started to be thought, because they're like, wait a second, you know, we could do this with stormtroopers. Anyway, so, and the reason why they did this is it meant that the Dolly success wasn't just a fluke. Alright, they could clone. Within 10 years, somatic cell cloning was applied to other animals, cats, deers, horses, and rats. By the way, if you're going to clone a cat, I love male cats, but I don't like how they just like to pee-pee on everything, because the girl cats don't do that. So clone a cat that doesn't go pee-pee house all over the place. Because I got to tell you, my male cat, who I love so much, is the biggest pain in the butt, and I won't adopt another male cat just because he pees on everything. Now, back in 2001, scientists claimed that they cloned the first human embryo. Researchers from a privately financed biotech company called Advanced Cell Technology announced in 2001 that they had created the first human embryos produced by cloning. This starts to make us a little nervous. These researchers use a technique called nuclear transplantation, and they believe their discovery represented the dawn of a new age of medicine, but it was unsuccessful. Three of the cloned embryos divided to the 4 to 6 cell stage, but they all died by the time they reached 8 cells. Now, they say that the experiment was never intended to make a baby. The goal was to make a new way of making these embryonic stem cells that could be matched to medical patients and then grow them into whatever they need to be grown into. But President George Bush at the time decided to outlaw human cloning, and I get that because that was just kind of a little scary. 2009, the first extinct animal was cloned. This is very cool, being reported by theinverse.com. And I apologize, I'm having a cold, so I'm a little snotty today. Oh, that sounded good. So, by 2009, a team of French and Spanish scientists successfully birthed the first extinct animal from cloning techniques. It was called the Bucardo, a subspecies of the Pyrenean ibex. I don't think it was not a dinosaur or anything. But the clone only survived 10 minutes after birth because of an extra lobe that had grown attached to his lungs. So still with the baby's DNA taken from the frozen skin of the extinct animal, the animal is still the closest thing scientists might have gotten to reversing extinction. So scientists are still trying. I guess in March 2016, a team of South Korean researchers announced their plans to bring back an ancient cat species. Again, please make sure the cat does not go pee-pee house. They're known as cave lions. They are using the tissue from a 10,000-year-old cub found frozen in Russian permafrost. The woolly mammoth has been a particular focus for researchers. I really don't know why they want to bring back the woolly mammoth. That I could pass on. I don't know. If there's an animal from the past, King Kong, I think it'd be pretty cool to have a King Kong. I wouldn't want a dinosaur. But, you know, King Kongs, they like blondes. You know, so I think the King Kong would like me. I think King Kongs we could use from a military standpoint. Now, what about cows? Okay? People want food. And I guess a Chinese company, Boya Life, announced their plans last year for the world's largest cloning facility by the end of 2016 to produce 1 million more cows by the year 2020. They want to create thousands of cows to satisfy the meat demand of 1.4 billion Chinese people. The facility may also be a tourist attraction with the Gene Bank Clone Animal Center. Maybe they'll have like a Jurassic Park type ride, science, education exhibit, whatever. All right, but they may also clone champion racehorses, sniffer dogs. So I don't think cloning is going away. If we do have this perceived food shortage, and you could tell everybody to go vegan, they're not going to do it. There may be a need for people to clone meat. All right? And I don't know if I'm all against that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can't absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite Microbite Liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Tom, who is working the dials. And a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, well, it is getting ugly. There is a doctor at the prestigious Cleveland Clinic who sparked a huge online uproar when he published an article Friday that was anti-vaccine, including the widely debunked claim that vaccines are linked to autism. Physicians took to Twitter to call the article vile and post-truth medicine and demand whether the clinic endorsed its doctor's views. Dr. Daniel Needis, a family doctor and the director of chief operating officer of the Cleveland Clinic Wellness Institute, wrote on a blog on the news site Cleveland.com that preservatives and other ingredients in vaccines are dangerous and are likely behind the increase in diagnosed cases of neurological diseases such as autism. Now, this has been a claim discredited and disproven by many recent scientific publications. He says, does the vaccine burden, as has been debated for years, cause autism? I don't know, and will not debate that here. What I will stand up and scream is that newborns without intact immune systems and detoxification systems are being overburdened, he writes, with preservatives and adjuvants in the vaccines. He wrote, adjuvants are added to vaccines to prompt a stronger immune response. He says some of these vaccines have helped reduce the incidence of childhood communicable diseases like meningitis and pneumonia. That is great news, but not at the expense of neurological diseases like autism and ADHD, which is increasing at alarming rates. His Wellness Institute, okay, provides, quote, world-class medical care and quality wellness programs to change unhealthy behaviors and to make healthy life choices, according to its website. But to the wider medical community, the claims that needs espoused do not promote, quote, healthy life choices. They say these statements are downright dangerous. All right, so what do you do as a parent or as a grandparent when you hear this, when doctors start to go at it, and when doctors start to argue? That makes you nervous, right? I apologize. I have a little bit of a cold. Sorry about that. I know. That sounded juicy. I know. We talked about cough last week on the show. We need to talk about what to do with it. I mean, what really, really works for your sinuses is a hot shower. But I've been admonished and warned multiple times that I'm not allowed to do my show from a shower. I've tried to do that many times, and apparently the big boss doesn't like that. All right, so I can't. I have to be dressed and in a dry area when I do my show. So here you are. You're watching a bunch of doctors go at it, okay? Doctors do not like other doctors disagreeing with mainstream medicine. But you have me here, who's not only a doctor, board-certified in family medicine, who's pro-vaccine, but I'm also a parent, okay? And being a parent of two kids, I would be lying to you if I said that when I had to give my kid vaccines, I wasn't scared and prayed all night long that they were going to be okay after they got injected. And I'm a doctor, and I'm pro-vaccine, and I made sure my kids got their vaccines, but I was scared silly injecting something into my healthy baby's thigh. Right? And the problem we have here is we could debate it, and we could have one study say it's fine, another study say it's fine, another study say it's fine. We could have all these studies say it's fine. But you have people with their instinct telling them it's not fine. And that could unfortunately cause this chaos. Scientists and doctors, they said, were horrified about the misinformation contained in this article, especially given that the source was affiliated with such a prestigious medical institution. Spokesperson for Cleveland Clinic told Stat on Saturday that he will not be doing an interview. He wrote his opinion piece on his own, and it does not reflect the position of Cleveland Clinic whatsoever, and we strongly support vaccinations and the protection of patients and employees. Many doctors saw the post as an embarrassment for the Cleveland Clinic. Dr. Benjamin Mazur, a resident physician of pathology at Yale New Haven Hospital, who tweeted that the article was one of the most vile false things I've ever read by a doctor, said in an interview that it wasn't an isolated event. He says this is really part of a larger movement that distrusts mainstream medicine, distrusts mainstream public health, and really trades in conspiracy theories. This article is a real prime example of that. It's just a shame that it's a physician spreading these conspiracy theories because people naturally trust physicians. He said he was especially appalled with the misinformation that Dr. Needs was spreading about hepatitis B vaccines that presented thousands of deaths. Okay. So, what's the truth? Okay. Well, for me, being a board-certified family doctor, seeing how we don't have polio cases anymore, right, causing paralyzing illness, killing kids, we see less pneumonia, we see less meningitis. I am a huge, huge, huge fan of vaccines. But I cannot ignore when a parent says, the child was fine, look at the video. The child's playing, the child's socially networking, the child is socially advanced, then changes after the vaccine. It's very hard to tell when you're looking at a two-month-old or a four-month-old or a six-month-old, but there are signs. And many of these parents saying there's something wrong with my kid, you know, what do you believe? Now, many of us doctors will go, look, if you look back, there were issues with your child before. So there's obviously children having issues. There was obviously an issue before. You might not have noticed it because the child was not able to socially engage or socially express themselves. You're noticing it now, so you're going back and blaming the vaccine. But what if, and in science, we always have to have this open mind. What if the preservatives are bad? Okay, what if some of these doctors are correct? You have a child who is very immunologically incompetent, okay, because they're very, very young, immature, and we're injecting multiple vaccines. This debate is going to continue despite us having all this very solid proof that vaccines are safe. Look, children and babies are getting vaccines all the time, and they're doing fine. They're doing fine. But what's kind of getting under our skin is that it's a lot. It's a lot. And we are seeing rises in Asperger's, autism. Maybe it's because we're diagnosing it better. Maybe it's because we're identifying it better. Who knows? All right? And you know, see, to me, autism has nothing to do with the vaccine. To me, autism is a gene. And I know this because there's a family branch off of our family where all four children have an element of autism or Asperger's. So, you know, having been vaccinated at multiple different times in their life, since they span from a young age to all the way in their 20s, it's probably genetic. And even mom says, no, it's got to be a gene. It can't be vaccine. So, I think there's plenty of proof that there's you know, genes. But I do urge that somebody take a look and see if maybe some of these preservatives or adjuvants or vaccines may trigger something neurologically that may not be autism, right, or Asperger's, but maybe autism-like. I vaccinated my kids, but the very first time my son got a vaccine, he was just lying in the living room listless. All he would do was sleep. I called the doctor. They said, no, let him sleep it off. And I go, but what if he doesn't wake up from it? He'll be fine. And I prayed. Now, I don't know what in the vaccine would make him so listless and fall asleep. Now, thank God he snapped out of it. And still, I trusted vaccines enough to give him his vaccines at the 4 months, 6 months, year, etc. But I'm not closed-minded. When this debate continues with vaccines and their safety, even though I'm not convinced that they cause autism, and I don't think this doctor has, you know, the scientific studies to stand on with this rant, I would like to see a very intelligent discussion, and I would like to see studies done, all right, and reviewing some of these videos that these parents are saying they have, and look at, you know, what possibly could be happening if, right, there are parents claiming that there's an issue. We can't start having a world scared of vaccinating because we know that vaccines do far, far, far better good than bad. But we also know that nothing is 100% safe. And when you're talking about a mom's healthy baby, it's going to be harder and harder to convince that mom to allow that baby to get vaccinated. If the mom is convinced that the vaccine is going to save the baby's life, prevent that kid from getting tetanus and polio and hepatitis, then that mom is going to want to protect that baby. But if a mom thinks that they're taking a healthy child and the baby won't be protected, or that the baby could get a side effect, it's going to be impossible to convince. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
T- Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas. The attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So you can always email me at drdahlia.com. There's a contact page, and I can answer your medical question. You know, many times I get a lot of do-it-yourselfer sort of questions. How can I treat this myself so I don't have to go to the doctor? What can I do at home so I don't have to sit in an emergency room for hours? And so we try to talk about some things that you can do it yourself. Personally, it's very difficult for me to tell on an email if you need ER help or not, Now there's a lot of Skype sessions with doctors and, you know, or hopefully you can call your medical provider. They'll tell you whether you have to go to an ER. Some of you want to use super glue to, you know, glue up your own wounds. Well, if super glue is not sterile, I would not suggest that. Yes, there's surgical glue. That's about 20 times the cost that we use in hospitals, but it's sterile. You know, getting a big wound, you know, knee and leg infection isn't the smartest thing to do. But I understand a lot of you guys take out your own stitches. You sew yourself up. You do a lot of do-it-yourselfers. I get that. If I could, you know, replace my own IUD later, I'd love to do that, too. I don't like having to go to the gynecologist. I watch very closely, though, what happens around this country with emergency rooms and wait times. And today we received an article from England and their A&Es, or accident and emergency room waits. And apparently patients are being told that they may not be able to get seen within that four-hour target. Jeremy Hunt told the House of Commons that the government was committed to maintaining the target, but he said if the standard was to be protected, it might need to be applied to only those patients with urgent needs rather than minor problems. Apparently, the hospitals are reporting unprecedented pressures this winter. Their Department of Health sources said there were no immediate plans to change the target, but ministers wanted an honest conversation with the public about the A&E, or the emergency rooms. Currently, every patient who goes to an emergency room in England should be seen in 4 hours. 4 hours. But hospitals have been struggling to achieve that, and that target has not been met since the summer of 2015. And remember, what happens across the pond in a very socialized network, which our legislatures over this last decade wanted to mirror, can very easily happen here, which is why we look at these socialized health systems and try to learn from them as to what not to do. They say, currently every patient is supposed to be seen within 4 hours. Mr. Hunt said it's time to now look at the target, one of the most high profile in the health service. He said no other country in the world had such a stringent standard for A&E. The government is committed to maintaining and delivering that vital four-hour commitment to patients. But since it was announced in 2000, there were nearly 9 million more visits to their A&E, up to 30% of whom the England estimate feel do not need to be there. The tide is continuing to rise. He says, so if we are going to protect a four-hour standard, we need to be clear it is a promise to sort out all the urgent health problems within 4 hours, but not all health problems, however, are minor. So this obviously is concerning. And I've taught you guys many times how sometimes the simplest of all patient presentations may actually be somebody who could die within hours. And so when you triage, you need to be very smart about it. So I was an ER doc for a little while in Lake Havasu while I was training in Las Vegas. So on the weekends, I worked as an ER doc in Lake Havasu. And I was really, really busy. We had a lot of traumas from kids getting drunk in Lake Havasu. And, you know, what are those called? Those dues, sea dues. Yeah, those sea dues and those jet skis, etc. And it was a busy day. I think somebody was even shot. And a nice little old lady comes in with a bladder infection. So I don't even think I had a room for her. I had to get her out of the room quickly because we had all sorts of other cases. So I had her pee in a cup. It looked like she had a bladder infection. I gave her medicine. I've told you guys about this case. And she goes, Doc, sorry, I want to get out of your hair because I can see how busy it is, but I'm nauseous. Is there any way you could give me something for nausea? Yeah, do you want a pill? Do you want a shot? Can you give me a shot? I'm just really nauseous. Yeah, absolutely. I get that. Got a bladder infection. You know, they're not feeling well here. Not a problem. So I give her a shot of Compazine. And she goes, make it a good one because I'm really nauseous. So rather than 5 milligrams of Compazine, I give her 10. So I give her 10 milligrams of Compazine, and probably within minutes, she starts to breathe funny. I look at her, and I go, this isn't nausea. This is something else. We check her heart, and she was having a heart attack. We ran her numbers to see what sort of cardiac injury was going on, and because it takes about 8 hours to rise from the on point of a heart attack, many times if they're having a brand new heart attack, you won't see anything in the numbers. yet her numbers were through the roof. So what actually happened with this one patient, and she lived, we were able to transfer to Phoenix, Scottsdale Memorial, and she made it, she was fine. But what happened to her is she had a heart attack the night before, possibly in her sleep. She woke up the next day, she just wasn't feeling right. She thought, I was having a bladder infection, and lo and behold, she did. Yeah, she had some leukocytes, some nitrites in her urine, you know, she had bladder infection. Thank God she was nauseous and told me to give her something. So I gave her something, and it helped bring out her aftershock. That aftershock is what we were able to witness, send her to Phoenix to go and get cathed, and her life was saved. She saved her own life. But you see that? It was a woman coming in with a bladder infection. Turned out to be a heart attack. Told you about that case where a gentleman walked in, brand new patient, quick walk in. My staff said, Dahlia, can we slip him in? This is in my clinic. That looks like he's a bronchitis. He wants a Z-Pack. Now everybody wants a Z-Pack. I'll take a look at him before I give him a Z-Pack. So I take a look at him. He had a bronchitis, but to me, he just looked gray. I never met the guy before, but he just looked gray. And I go, is there anything, any medical problems? He goes, no, I've never gone to the doctor. I'm fine. I go, what about the family? Diabetes. There's diabetes? I want to check your sugar for poops and giggles. That sugar was through the roof. It couldn't even be measured on my machine. So I'm like, something's not right. You could be going into a diabetic ketoacidosis, and you think it's bronchitis. I sent him to the hospital. He was probably an hour away from falling into a coma. And luckily, they treated his high sugar. He was in the hospital for days. And he walked in asking for a Z-Pack or a bronchitis. And I'm not saying this to scare you. But when you have these A&Es or these emergency rooms, right, that need to triage and decide who deserves to be seen and who needs to wait over the 4 hours, that could be a pretty slippery slope. And I'm nervous about that. Now, yes, you have people coming in for a paper cut. You have people saying, yeah, my knee still hurts. My doctor's not in town, so I need pain medication. So those patients will say, look, you got to wait. Okay? But patients are smart. They don't want to wait. We live in a society now where nobody has to wait for anything. You can get your food through fast food. You can get your message by voicemail. You don't have to wait for emails or texts. You get everything right now. So the other thing you have is patients lying. Yeah, I'm having chest pain. That's why I need my medication. Oh, you're having chest pain? Okay, we'll get you back. But they don't have chest pain. But they got back. Look, doc, I just don't want to wait 4 hours. I'll promise I'll get out of here. I'll make this easy on you. I'm just in a lot of pain. Give me my pain pills. I don't know what happens behind the curtain. So England and, you know, Great Britain obviously has their work cut out for them. But we will too. Right? We're having these issues now where even after the Obamacare expansion, where a lot of people got on Medicaid, they didn't go to their doctor's offices. They went to the ER. And sitting in the ER and adding longer and longer wait times, right? And you know, some people will say, well, Dahlia, yes, I went to an ER for a cold. But have you ever had a cold where you feel like crap? Absolutely. The cold I have right now, yes, I would sit in an ER for if my doctor wasn't available. I don't blame you for that. I feel like crap and I want some medicine. I get that. 1-877-DOCTORDAHLIA. Don't go away.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando Español today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code America and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code America. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So remember we said there was a Nebraska man who was rushed to the hospital on New Year's Eve after choking on a piece of food, and one of his friends had performed an emergency tracheotomy on him, and we talked about the Adam's apple and the thyroid cartilage, and we talked about where to find the area in between the cartilage, that area, that little space. And I taught you guys how to perform a tracheotomy, even though I had my doubts because I really didn't want any of you just, you know, doing this willy-nilly, but I thought it was important for you all to know. Unfortunately, this man had died. After spending days on life support following this incident, Brian O'Neill was out with his wife and friends at an Omaha restaurant celebrating New Year's Eve when he choked on a piece of meat just minutes before midnight. So tragic. A doctor sitting next to O'Neill, 51 years old, reportedly used the Heimlich in an effort to save him. But when that effort of four other friends failed, the doctor performed the emergency tracheotomy with a knife. Loved ones reportedly said that the tracheotomy did not cause further damage, but the meat was lodged deep in his chest. So unfortunately, he died at Nebraska Medicine, Nebraska Medical Center at 3:15 on Saturday. So we reviewed how to do the Heimlich. It's something that we don't think about when we're eating and we're reveling and we're carousing and we're having such a good time. But, choking happens when we take too big a piece of food. And unfortunately, the epiglottis doesn't shift, making sure that that piece of food goes down into our lungs, goes down into our esophagus, but instead it goes down into our lungs. And when that happens, it blocks airway, and blocking the airway and blocking an ability to exchange oxygen gas to your deoxygenated blood is enough to suffocate you and kill you. And so we always urge people, do not, right, talk while you eat. Do not choke. Do not laugh or giggle. Eat slow. Eat multiple bites. It actually is a great way to lose weight. If you chew your food and you really take your time to chew your food, you get full quicker. So it's something that we really need to teach our kids. But I see what my kids do. They scarf down a burger. They went to Three Guys with their friends. They were back in like 10 minutes. I'm like, didn't you sit down and have dinner? Yeah. We gobbled that burger up. What cartoon was that where they ate a whole bunch of burgers that quickly, would just take burgers? No, I think it was before SpongeBob SquarePants. Did Popeye, was there like a burger place on Popeye where somebody was scarfing down a whole bunch of burgers and Popeye would eat the spinach? I tried to eat the spinach as quickly as Popeye. Oh, it was disgusting. All right, 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A pill maker is being sued on the grounds that there's no proof that it works. Quincy Bioscience, LLC, which makes the memory supplement Prevagen, was hit with a lawsuit today filed by the Federal Trade Commission and New York Attorney General's office alleging that there is no proof that the supplement works. The medicine costs $24 to $68 for 30 pills, is advertised on cable and television, etc., and it's seeking refunds for customers who bought the Prevagen. All right? They said that Quincy Bioscience had sold some $165 million worth of Prevagen between 2007 and mid-2015. They say Quincy Bioscience based much of its advertising for Prevagen on a single study called the Madison Memory Study, which gave the drug or a placebo to 218 people and then had them perform certain tests on a computer. They say the Madison Memory Study failed to show a statistically significant improvement in the treatment group over the placebo group on any of the 9 computerized cognitive tasks. Quincy Bioscience said it vehemently disagreed with the complaint, which it called overreach. Quincy Bioscience will vigorously defend ourselves, the company said in a statement that called into question how the government analyzed data from its study. They say 2 Democrats on the FTC voted to approve the complaint. The single Republican did not participate until the 5 commission seats are vacant. So the question that you probably have as a consumer, and I have as a doctor, is how many studies need to be present for something to get this far where it's able to be sold to the public and able to be prescribed? Sometimes one study is enough. Now, there's supposed to be multiple trials. It's supposed to be a good enough study. It's not supposed to be a biased study. And the FDA has a lot of strict guidelines. So I'm kind of interested in how a drug like this, if this allegedly is the case, where there's no proof that it works, how it got so far as to getting FDA approval for as a memory supplement. You know, I mean, we have these government agencies, and we are spending millions and millions and millions, if not billions, of tax dollars to make sure these agencies are doing their jobs. And I'm not saying blame the FDA and not blame Quincy Bioscience, but it just makes you scratch your head because we do have a system in place. You can't just sit there, make a drug, say, look, everybody, it works, and then put it out there. Unless, of course, it's something that you're doing over-the-counter, generic, some of these supplements. That we don't have as much oversight. But when it comes to something that is prescriptive, you know, you... Yeah, and again, I don't know much about Prevagen. I don't think I've ever, hold on a second, let me look this up. How do you get Prevagen? I've never prescribed it. Okay, Prevagen. It looks like it might not be an FDA approved. Let me see. FDA approval. No? FDA has warned them in the past. FDA sent them a letter. FDA is looking into claims. Huh. It may not be approved by the FDA. That could be very interesting. Ah, okay, then that's how it happens. I apologize, people. I apologize. So, what do you do as a consumer? Well, one is, you know, you got to sit down with your medical provider. If you're having memory problems, okay, these pills that say they're memory boosters, you need to already be, cautious. Now, what boosts memory? What do we know boosts memory? Well, we've seen some good data on blueberries. We've seen some good data on the omega-3 fatty acids and fish. We've seen some good data on keeping your mind busy. This was a study that came out. They said an hour nap may boost your brain function. Napping for an hour in the afternoon may provide a mental boost for older adults. They say this extra daytime sleep was linked to improved memory and ability to think clearly among Chinese studied participants. The study included information from nearly 3,000 adults aged 65 and older. The investigators looked at the participants' nighttime sleep habits and whether or not they took a nap in the afternoon to determine if this helped. And 60% of the people regularly napped after lunch. The duration of these naps were anywhere from 30 minutes to more than 90. Most of the participants slept for about an hour. And then the researchers had them ask some simple questions, complete basic math problems. Some volunteers tried to memorize or recall words, copy geometric drawings. And the people who napped for an hour after lunch performed better on brain function tests than those who did not nap at all. Those who slept for an hour also outperformed the people who slept for less than an hour or more than an hour. One thing I want to bring up with this, with the sleeping, is, okay, yeah, this may not be the end-all to all dementia. I get that. We got Alzheimer's. We got, you know, we got various, you know, levels of dementia. I get that. But the brain repairs itself when it sleeps. You know, one thing we forget in medicine is your body has repair mechanisms in place to help fix things that aren't working up to speed. And possibly naps, and I'm a huge nap taker. I love taking naps. Possibly naps do that. Now, yes, there have been studies saying naps could lead to diabetes. There's been lots of studies the last couple of years saying people who take a nap seem to be more prone to diabetes. Now, maybe it's because a lot of us eat like crap. Maybe when we get up, we eat sugar. Who knows? It may be coincidental. But personally, I always found naps to be very therapeutic. And if that helps you reset your mind, if that helps implant something into memory, I think that's extremely important. I've been telling my medical students to take a nap, not during my class, but to take a nap. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit Portable SolSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.